Welcome to the Bishop Strickland Hour. Bishop Strickland will not be here physically with us, but I have clips from him because he's out on the road and unable to do the show today. So I came up with a creative idea, and our engineer, Anthony, took some clips, and you're going to find some talks that are just outstanding by Bishop Strickland, and we can do that in the second, third, and fourth segment. But I wanted to read the gospel today. This is Tuesday, April 23rd, the Gospel of John, chapter 10, 22 to 30. I'm just recovering from laryngitis, so hang in there, folks. I'll get it. The feast of the dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me, but you do not believe, because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, my thought on this gospel is our Lord has plainly told his followers and to people who he was. They just didn't believe. Well, I apply that to today. I've met many people who you tell them about Jesus and they go, "I reject Jesus." I've had people tell me that. "I don't believe in God. I believe in myself." And I call it the unholy trinity, me, myself, and I. And they have a free will to choose. But that doesn't mean we don't evangelize them and give them opportunities to come to God. And one of the other quotes that I thought was so beautiful says, "My Father who has given them to me is greater than I, and no one can take them away out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." Trinitarian language. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Equal. So that's also something that we have in as our Catholic doctrine. All right. Well, before I get to Bishop Strickland, I know for a fact that if he was here in the studio right now and I told him about this story, he'd say, "Oh, unbelievable." Canadian doctors admit COVID booster shot paralyzed this woman, and now the doctors offer to euthanize her to make up for it. Is this microphone on? Somebody is actually going to admit that the jab paralyzed this woman, and the solution is, we'll just kill you. I mean, it's almost hard to believe. This is a Canadian doctor. This woman's 37 years old, mother, and I just can't believe, I see his son in the picture of the dog, that they would offer someone to euthanize them because they made a mistake medically on them and paralyzed them. It's just hard to believe. I know Bishop Strickland would say, well, that's the culture of death. They think the solution is always death. And I keep saying this. People who do not believe in God, in Jesus, they think this life is only for individuals who are having a good time. If you're suffering, we'll put you out of your suffering like you do to your cat or your dog. In their mind, there's no difference between a human being, a dog, or a cat. And in some cases, people have more value for their animals than for children. Case in point, abortion. So I know Bishop Strickland would be on this story, and he would be saying, that's got to stop. We got to speak up for the life. Another interesting one that This is a Dutch 28-year-old woman. They're euthanizing her. Now, the Dutch, they've been doing this for years. But why are they going to kill her? Because her evaluation from her doctors deem her autism untreatable. So the best thing to do is kill her. This is a 28-year-old girl scheduled to die by assisted suicide because she struggles with depression and mental illness. And I see the picture of her, lovely woman. I just don't think the solution is to kill people if they're not having a good day. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. And again, if Bishop Strickland was here, he'd say, culture of death, Terry. This is the culture that says the solution is to kill people if they're not having a good time in this life. So I think that's tragic. I wish I wouldn't have to bring up these stories because they are horrible. Now, I will say this. Bishop Strickland will love this one. Researchers discover pronounced reversal of biological aging after a woman gives birth. So after a 3-month postpartum, some women have a biological age that has decreased as much as 8 years. The thing that blew me away is this is the National Institute on Aging. This isn't some moral, right-wing group. This is just scientists. They discovered that. It's it consists with the finding in 2023 that said we found significant positive association between the stage of pregnancy and the biological age. And this is from California, Irvine, and in Germany. So they're collaborating on this. Here's the thing that Bishop Strickland brought up years ago with us on this show, that the fact that after delivering, the aging effect pregnancy has on a woman's cells are significantly reversed in one of the many sublime realities about the mother-child relationship. But check this one out. This is even more beautiful. The DNA from the unborn baby stays in the mother's body long after birth. And many offer mothers increased resistance to certain diseases. And a mother's body increases and decreases in temperature. Check this out. To help a newborn who is placed on her skin to maintain a healthy body temperature. Now, the way God designed man and woman, are you kidding me? And then you say you don't believe in God? The design of nature, it just all came together? Doesn't work that way. So I just think it's a beautiful testimony of why the birthing process of a mom is so powerful with their baby. And they're so connected to the kids for years. It's something that I hadn't thought of very often, but it is a powerful thought today. Also, I wanted to mention Bishop Strickland will be joining us here at Virgin Most Powerful for a pilgrimage September 30th to October 4th, 5 days on the road in a bus where we're traveling to the California missions and also some other beautiful places too. But we have limited seating. But I will say this, that if you wanted to mark the dates down now, September 30th, October 4th, next week we should have information on how much it would cost to go on this pilgrimage with Bishop Strickland, Jesse Romero, Matthew Arnold, and myself. We're looking forward to doing that. And I guarantee you, you're going to have Mass with Bishop Strickland every single day. We'll have 3 meals. We'll rotate them for different families, different tables. So everybody will have some time with the bishop. It's going to be a great, great spiritual event. And again, just give us a few weeks to get it all down as a brochure. But I did want to let you know to mark your calendar so you don't put anything in the way of this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime pilgrimage where a small group of people can be with Bishop Strickland, Jesse Romero, Matt Arnold, and myself. And I guarantee you, we'll be power preaching the gospel. Mass, confessions will be available. And this is going to be a great experience. And unfortunately, there is a limited space. So that means you'll need to act on this as quickly as possible. If you really want to get interested in saying, I want to do this, call us at 877-526-2151 and give us your information, and we'll pass it on to the travel agency who's putting on this event for us. And I look forward to seeing you in person, along with Bishop Strickland, Jesse Romero, and Matthew Arnold. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip from Bishop Strickland from the Spiritual Warfare Conference from last month, and I think you're going to love it. It's powerful. You're listening to the Bishop Strickland Hour on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I would love to say it. I'm too blessed to be stressed, too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, I'd be a billionaire. Stay with us, family. We'll be back after a quick break.
And now back to the Bishop Strickland Hour.
Welcome back indeed to the Bishop Strickland Hour. Bishop Strickland's out for the day, but we've got some powerful clips. And this is a clip from the Spiritual Warfare Conference about don't leave the church because of scandal. So let's go ahead and play the clip.
You're probably aware that when a bishop is ordained, he promises to guard the deposit of faith. And also, when a bishop installs a pastor, I don't know how many of you have had the opportunity to be at the beautiful ceremony, simple but beautiful ceremony, of a pastor officially being installed in a parish. I'm not sure how much that's practiced here, but I encourage the priests when, in our diocese, when they were reassigned to a new parish, I told them I would love to install them officially, liturgically, as the pastor. One of the important elements of that is that not just for bishops, but it's part of the installation of pastors as well, to promise to guard the deposit of faith. Some of you may be aware, I kind of got in trouble for that. But as a bishop, and I encourage your pastors, if it's going to get us in trouble, we need to get in trouble. Because the faith, the deposit of faith, needs to be guarded. Not because Christ needs us to guard the truth that he incarnates, but because I believe of this mandate of Adam and Eve to guard this treasure, to guard this garden, to guard the truth that the Son of God has come incarnate among us to share. I remember as a little kid growing up in East Texas and hearing this story of Adam and Eve. I remember a picture Bible that was given to me as when I was a child. And I can still see that picture of Adam and Eve kind of hiding themselves and wandering out of the Garden of Eden. And I remember even as a kid thinking, Adam and Eve, why did you have to blow it for us? But I think we can all agree that we've done it in our sinfulness. In every generation of humanity since Adam and Eve, we've done our own blowing it, if we can say that. We have failed to guard, to know that for men, there are qualities of the godly man that are desperately needed in order to guard this treasure, this truth that has been revealed to us. And for women, different but absolutely necessary guarding of the deposit of faith. In this confused time, where the roles of men and women are blurred by too many, let us be reminded of that basic charge we all share. And for you who are husbands and wives, mothers and fathers, grandmothers and grandfathers, to know how much you need each other to do the guarding together, to urge each other on, and to inspire your pastors. On that note, I would go back to the idea of having your pastor liturgically installed as the shepherd of your parish community. We need strong priests. We need strong shepherds. And I'd encourage you, if you have that kind of rapport with your priests, or maybe you'd like to establish that kind of rapport, lovingly encourage them. Maybe you've already witnessed that and celebrated if you have. But encourage them to be installed liturgically as your pastor. We need those signs, like we need the beautiful art of this building, to remind us of the values, the truth that we are called to live by. So in guarding the deposit of faith, I think that's one of the main battles of this spiritual warfare. To know that the truth is not changing, morphing into something different in this 21st century than it was in the first century when Christ himself spoke and lived it. I'd encourage all of you in these last days of the Lenten season, as we are in the fourth week, and very soon we will celebrate the fifth Sunday of Lent and then go to Palm Sunday and then Holy Week. And before you know it, we'll be into the Easter season. I'd encourage us, all of us, to really listen, especially to these passages from the Gospel according to John, like today's Gospel, where Jesus speaks. Let us be reminded of what we know, but let us call it to the forefront of our hearts and minds, that when we hear those passages where Jesus speaks of the truth beautifully and miraculously, wondrously, we are hearing truth speak the truth of the ages. And when we approach Christ in the tabernacle or at the Eucharistic altar, let us remember, as too often this age, like Pontius Pilate says, what is truth? We know the real question that would have corrected Pilate, correct our age, and at times I need that correction myself. The question is not, what is truth? The question is, who is truth? And we know that the truth is not some nebulous academic idea, but the truth is a person of the flesh and blood that we live, and of God's divine existence. Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, he is truth. Brothers and sisters, I've been asked many times in the past couple of years, Bishop, how do we handle this? How do we navigate this war that we're in? The spiritual warfare that burdens us, exhausts us. And too many, I hear too often of people that are tempted to walk away from the treasure of great price, the pearl of great price that is our Catholic faith. We must, with our lives, with our witness, with our words, with our energy, do all we can to say never, never leave the church, the body of Christ.
Amen, Bishop Strickland. Never leave the church, the body of Christ. Folks, that was taken from the spiritual warfare conference that took place last month. If you want to get all those recordings from Father Chad Ripperger and Jesse and Dr. Sandoval and all the guys, what you want to do is go to CatholicRC.org and you can purchase all of those talks for the whole weekend. CatholicRC.org, and I guarantee it, those talks will inspire you. What my suggestion is that you take those recordings to your rosary group or Bible study group or at the parish and have many people watch these presentations. They're that good. So that would be my recommendation. When we come back, I'm going to have a second clip. As you know, if people are just joining us, Bishop Strickland is not physically here today. He's traveling. So what I did is I took clips from different videos of his and we're going to play those on the radio here, and I think you'll find that it's very edifying. The next talk that we're going to play a clip on is Christ is the fulfillment of the commandments. And again, if you like Bishop Strickland and you want to go on a pilgrimage with him, check out September 30th, mark off on your calendar October 4th, that you can come with him, Jesse Romero, Matt Arnold, and myself. We're going to be taking a mission to the California missions in California, and give us about a week and we'll have some more information. But I do want you to mark your calendar so you know that you can come and daily mass conferences. We're eating together. This is just going to be a rare treat for myself included and for you, our listener, to meet a bishop who has the guts to speak the truth in season and out, and that's Bishop Joseph Strickland. Again, he's not here today, but he will be coming back. I think we're at the end of the segment, and when we come back, we'll play another clip of the bishop's talk at the Spiritual Warfare Conference. And again, if you want to get all the talks, which I think you would, go to CatholicRC.org. And you can purchase those right on our website, CatholicRC.org. Also, I want to remind everybody that we should be praying for our country right now, which is going through such tragic times when it comes to truth. And we should, like as Bishop Strickland just said, don't leave the church because of watered-down teachings. Dig deep in your faith. Study the catechism, study the Catholic faith, be deep in scripture, and pray for Holy Mother, the church, and its leaders. And also, I might add, make reparation for the sacrileges that go on in the world and even in the church. I hear the bumper music, so that means we're going to come right back after a quick break to talk more with Bishop Strickland's talk on Christ is the fulfillment of the commandments. Stay with us. You're going to like this and much more. on the Bishop Strickland Hour.
And now back to the Bishop Strickland Hour.
Welcome back indeed. Bishop Strickland's traveling today. He can't do the show live, so I've got some of his talks to intersperse in. And this next talk is a powerful talk. It's Christ is the fulfillment of the commandments. Remember, our gospel said, if you love me, keep the commandments. So let's go ahead and turn it right back over to the good bishop.
And only in our Catholic faith do we get all of those elements, the fullness of the deposit of faith. I share all of this, brothers and sisters, really just as a preamble to what I want to share in this last talk of this spiritual warfare conference. Because if you noticed, I don't know how many of you looked at it, but I was asked for a title of this talk. And the title is Red Alert, Live the Commandments. What I hope to reflect on with you this afternoon is that the commandments of God that are offered in the Old and New Testament and that culminate in the person, Jesus Christ, sharing them so fully that he pours out his life, his last drop of blood, that we might know him, truth incarnate. It is absolutely essential that we realize we are at war, and the battle is against Christ and his commandments. The commandments from the Father to Moses, and then completed in Christ. As Jesus says, he came not to eliminate the law, but to fulfill it. He's the fulfillment of the commandments. He is the living covenant. And so out of fidelity to Christ, we have to all be willing to engage in this war. Many in our world today would say, oh, this man is speaking in bellicose terms. But we can't be wimpy and delicate about the battle of our lives. And we have to know that the greatest strength, it was already mentioned today, the greatest strength, the greatest warrior ever for this deposit of faith, for our Catholic faith, for our life in Jesus Christ. The greatest warrior is a woman. The Blessed Virgin Mary. And she's given us our marching orders. She's prepared us for battle, stretching all the way back to the wondrously miraculous apparition of Mary at Guadalupe that transformed the new world. Many of you here of Hispanic heritage, a glorious and beautiful heritage of faith. Mary came to Mexico, to Tepeyac. Many of you have had the chance to visit there. And that tilma that is still in pristine condition after 500 years, that will literally be 500 years in the year 2031, the Blessed Virgin Mary is the model of the warriors that we're called to be. Not bellicose in the sense of using weapons that destroy, but strong in the truth that sets us free and makes us live. I hoped this afternoon to just remind all of us and encourage all of us that we need every person here and so many more to stand strong in the truth that is Jesus Christ and to fight these battles in sometimes the simplest, most subtle ways of simply loving our children, really loving them, not coddling, not letting them do whatever, not just kind of sitting back and letting the world sweep them away, but truly loving them as the Blessed Virgin Mary loved her son, Jesus Christ. Like so many of you who are mothers and grandmothers, one of Mary's greatest gifts to her son and to all of us is that she was simply there at her son's side from the very moment of his conception until he died on the cross. There is Mary. And probably in that simple fidelity, profound but simple presence with her son, she shows us one of the strongest elements of being warriors in this battle. Be with Jesus. Spend time with him. Literally spend time in his Eucharistic presence, in his word, in prayer, quality time. I was inspired several weeks ago to write a letter to my brother priest. I really don't know how many even read it, but I felt compelled to share with my brother priest, and that includes bishops. We're all still priests, most significantly, priests of Jesus Christ. Pray for your priest, as I offered in this letter. Pray for your priest to be deeply Marian and deeply Eucharistic. That is probably one of the greatest ways that all of us can enter into this spiritual battle. I'm sure that many of you wonder, what can I really do? One single, seemingly unimportant member of the Catholic community. Well, one of the most important things you can do is to pray fervently for your priest. As was mentioned already earlier today, to not just be functionaries, not just be managers, but to be men of this altar, men of Christ, the personification, the incarnation of the truth we live. Probably many of you have imagined, and I'm humbled to live, the astonishment and the humbling truth that I stand at an altar and take bread and wine that becomes the Lord of the universe. The phrase, the beautiful phrase from the Latin liturgy, is one we need to pray that every priest will embrace profoundly. Domine, non sum dignus. Lord, I am not worthy. I never could be. I never will be. That's true for all of us. But before we are dragged down and say, oh, I'm not worthy, we're not. But he died to make us worthy. We are obligated to honor his death and resurrection by seeking to turn from sin and to live this deposit of faith that he incarnates for us.
All I can say is amen, Bishop Strickland. When you mentioned we should be praying for our priests, you know, Eucharistic, the rosary, all, you know, yeah, I'm going to make one more suggestion. I think he would agree, because I've asked him this before. Have you ever had a card sent from a parishioner having a mass offered for you? He said, oh, yeah, it means a lot to me. Well, my recommendation is we start giving our priests, our parishes, mass cards and showing that we're praying for them and we're having prayers offered for your priesthood, because we have to guard them also with our prayers. Again, for those who just tuned in, Bishop Strickland is not here. We're playing some clips from talks he's given at different conferences. And this is taken from the Spiritual Warfare Conference. And boy, that was a powerful talk. You can get it by going to CatholicRC.org and downloading it. You can purchase all the talks by going to CatholicRC.org. You know, and he said, stand strong for Jesus. You know, he's said this over the years with me. We have to become first century Christians again. And I happen to agree with him on that. I think that's something that we forget. And when was the last time you heard a priest or a bishop speak about the Eucharist with such conviction? I mean, I was moved by that, and I know you are too. And, you know, the question is, who is truth? Jesus Christ is the truth. And we need to proclaim that louder in a world that acts like God doesn't exist. I remind you, all of these talks you can purchase and share with your family and friends. Call people over to watch these shows. Have a meal, pray the rosary, do a little Bible study. But I guarantee you, these talks are going to be listened to for a long time, because the truth doesn't change. When we come back, I'm going to have another clip from Bishop Strickland in regards to the message about the rosary and much more.
And now back to the Bishop Strickland Hour.
Welcome back indeed to the Bishop Strickland Hour. Terry Barber here. Bishop Strickland's traveling, so we're taking clips from talks that he's given and commenting on it. This next one is from a Divine Mercy conference in Riverside, and it's regarding the rosary. So let's go ahead and play that clip, please.
It's all about him. All about Jesus Christ. And as Father Calloway reminded us so beautifully, the rosary is what Mom has given us so that we know about him. The Blessed Virgin Mary has really appeared countless times around the world, many of them certified as authentic by the Church, and many others that may not be officially recognized. But it's always the same message, the message of the rosary. Do what he tells you. That is the message of his mother and our mother. And so this day, October 7th, Our Lady of the Rosary, our faith needs to be stronger than ever. I thank Father Calloway for his zeal and his faith. We need priests like Father Calloway. I mentioned to him, I'll put in a plug for him again and for me, not a plug for us really, but for our missionary activity using the internet. We all need to be missionaries of the truth of Jesus Christ. So remember his website, fathercalloway.com. Mine is bishopstrickland.com. And we do this in service of him because mom told us to. And when I say that, some have said, oh, Bishop Strickland's, he's way out there, and he claims that Mary has spoken to him. In a way, she has, but not in some apparition, just in my heart. So you may agree that, and you may think I'm crazy, but I don't claim anything other than the sacramental grace and the Word of God that's available to all of us. Through my time as a bishop, that I can say gets more interesting every day, I've had numerous people reach out to me who did claim that Mary spoke to them or our Lord spoke to them. The apparitions of Mary and the allocutions of Mary that are claimed are amazing. I've never experienced that, but I'm grateful for those who have. The beautiful image of Our Lady of Guadalupe that Father Calloway reminded us of, that tilma should have disintegrated. I had the chance to visit a museum that is all about the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe on the tilma, and heard a presentation by a woman who has dedicated 35 years of her life to studying the tilma. Clearly miraculous. And so whenever we see an image of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and thankfully, I've seen t-shirts, you see them all over the place. Let us remember that's an echo of a miracle from God. The Blessed Virgin Mary appearing to Juan Diego, the least of the least. I think of myself in those terms as well. Because unlike Father Calloway, who obviously is given the talent of speaking and engaging an audience, I was a quiet kid. I'm still a quiet man. If we sat down at one of the tables outside and just had the chance to talk, you'd say, well, we had some long pauses. And I mention that because it reminds me daily what's going on in my life. And because so many of you have even heard my name, it's not because of me. It really has very little to do with Joe Strickland, who grew up in Atlanta, Texas. And I would wager there may be nobody here knows where Atlanta, Texas is. If you do, Terry Barber will give you a prize later. And I don't think Terry's worried, because nobody knows where I grew up. Atlanta, Texas, but it was a beautiful place. And as Father Calloway reminded us, with all the craziness going on, I'll just put it this way. Growing up on a farm with cows and horses, it's God's plan. If you want more cows, calves, you put a bull and a cow together. If you want to end your farm, you got it. Fence the bulls off from the cows. Say, bulls, y'all can just hang out together. Cows, you're together. No bulls and cows mixing here. You're going to need to open a gas station because your farm is going to end. That's God's plan, and we have to follow it. I confess that when I offer this type of presentation, I get a little carried away, and very often it takes me a while to actually get to what I plan to talk about. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there.
I love it. I love it. That was beautiful. You know, grace builds on nature. So the order of nature also applies to us human beings. And what he said about Our Lady was very, very profound. And I still say, you know, the message, do as he tells you, the wedding feast of Cana, that whole thing where Mary just says, you know, just do whatever he tells you to do. And that's the message we get today. Our Lady brings us to Jesus Christ. We're at the end, but I do want to recommend it. If Bishop Strickland was here, he'd want to comment on a Pew Research that came out. The majority of U.S. Catholics express a lot of crazy teachings. Like, for example, 83% of all U.S. Catholics want the church to use contraception in their marriage. Why do you think Bishop Strickland and I continually talk against contraception and constantly bring up Humanae Vitae? Because there's a great need. Catholics are being misled. Another statistic from Pew. 75% of Catholics say the church should allow Catholics to take communion even if they are unmarried and living with a romantic partner. Why do you think Bishop Strickland and I keep talking about marriage between a man and a woman? And marriage is for life. And number three, 69% say priests should be allowed to get married. These are all Catholics in the States. Now, the challenge I have here is the views of Catholics and the views of non-Catholics are very similar. The only saving grace was that the Catholics who go to weekly Mass, they don't have as high percentages when it comes to voting for these immoral things. But I will say this, 65% of weekly Catholic Mass attenders say the church should not recognize the marriage of same-sex couples. So that tells us that if you're practicing, you're more in line with the church. If you're not practicing the faith, you love all the novelties that are coming through in the church. And remember this, it's not so much, you know, what people say, it's what they do. More important is what they do. So when you see things going on in the church that are not in line with the church, the perennial teachings, don't get mad, as Bishop Strickland says. Pray. Live a holy life. Make reparation, especially through the Eucharist. Spend time before our Eucharistic King, because you'll find that peace there that the world can't give. And when I read through this whole Pew Research report, it told me that there's a lot of need for evangelization. Is what Bishop Strickland was just saying, that we need to evangelize the folks in our church and outside the church. And the way to do that, again, is through prayer and reparation. I say this all the time, Our Lady of Fatima, she says, you know, pray the rosary daily, right? We're going to do that. She also said that souls are going to hell because no one's there to pray and make sacrifices. We need to unite our sufferings with the sufferings of Christ to help redeem the world. And when you understand 1 Colossians chapter 1, I fill up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the good of the church, then you realize every action is like a blank check. Christ's name is on it. It has infinite value. And that's something that Bishop Strickland and I have been teaching, redemptive suffering. I want to thank you for listening. The music's on. I'd ask Bishop Strickland for a blessing, but he's not here. He'll be back next week. I hope you enjoyed his presentations that we shared with you. And I want to thank you for supporting us here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. May God richly bless you and your family. God bless you. Thank you.